abortion is an economic issue. It's been reduced to this idea of a culture war. But for women in Georgia, this is very much a question of whether they're going to end up in poverty in the next 5 years, because women who are forced to carry unwanted pregnancies end up in poverty within five. They're four times more likely to be impoverished in 5 years. They're twice as likely to be on food stamps. This is an economic issue, and it's being reduced to this culture conversation.
So, Ms. Abrams, so back to the root of Joe's question that he just asked you. You're running for governor of Georgia. I would assume, maybe incorrectly, but while abortion is an issue, it nowhere reaches the level of interest of voters in terms of the cost of gas, food, bread, milk, things like that. What can a governor, what could you do as governor to alleviate the concerns of Georgia voters about those livability, daily, hourly issues that they're confronted with?
But let's be clear. Having children is why you're worried about your price for gas. It's why you're concerned about how much food costs. For women, this is not a reductive issue. You can't divorce being forced to carry an unwanted pregnancy from the economic realities of having a child. And so these are, it's important for us to have both and conversations. We don't have the luxury of reducing it or separating them out.